All right, another story today. Again, Queensland, a hearing today of the Road Safety Remuneration Tribunal. This is the organisation, a government organisation, that has made a line call that all owner-driver truck drivers must increase their prices to a stated minimum. But many owner drivers have already been told by trucking companies that as a result of this legislation or this decision of this tribunal, they will no longer be given any work from large trucking companies. Well, the person who alerted us to this, Mark Reynolds, was in that tribunal today arguing that there should be some stay of this decision, which is due to come down on April 4. They weren't successful completely with that, but there are further hearings to be undertaken now to consider whether there should be some interim orders put in place and that the system is organised in gradually or indeed after a period of time. But certainly it was very heated there today in this tribunal. Mark Reynolds, an owner driver, is on the line right now. Many thanks for your time, Mark.
Good evening, Ross.
You can understand the frustration of many of the truckies who turned up there today, can't you?
It was a good turnout today, Ross, and a lot of people were hoping to get the opportunity to explain to the tribunal how it was affecting them on a personal level.
How many people turned up, do you reckon?
I reckon at least 80, probably more. It was a bit hard to tell because it was standing room only, and I believe a lot of people couldn't get into the room itself.
All right, so what exactly did this order, which I've got in front of me now, what exactly do you read it as saying?
Well, basically, the only thing that we were allowed to discuss today was 4 points relating to whether or not a stay should be put on the order and whether a draft order talking about the stay would be introduced, which meant that everything else that everyone else wanted to speak about was not discussed, and that's what caused a lot of the frustration and the anger today. And I think all we have established today is a draft order has been produced and everyone's been invited to have written submissions by lunchtime Monday so we can proceed with the draft order and basically debating whether or not it should be upheld.
Okay, and the other thing also is that there are suggestions that they would put in place even potentially hearings over Easter so that if they can come back and try and get a decision made by this April 4 date that they have put down. But the real problem is, for many of the owner drivers, by April 4, they could effectively be out of business because all of their work will have been cut off.
Yes, that's the problem. We were looking for some sign today that we were going to be giving some breathing space to discuss the issues that we have with the order before the order is actually implemented, because once your income stops, you know, none of us can tread water for long.
Do you reckon, there's been some truck drivers that we've spoken to on this program who have actually been in favour of some of the changes that the RSRT has put in place. What they say is it might force many small operators, owner drivers, to almost band together and become effectively collectives, if you like, and therefore they will be able to still gain the work. Is that a reasonable way in which the industry might have to go into the future?
Well, it may happen in the future. The problem is the timeline. You know, the industry is not exactly known for collecting together around these issues, and the industry is so fragmented. What we do is very different to what the next company does in the geographical areas of Australia. Everything's so diverse. And we're being told that everything will be fine if we just wait and see. But the fuel company won't wait and see, and the truck payments won't wait and see.
No, that's so true. Just for anybody who's just stepped into this story for the very first time, just explain the very fundamental problem of having a higher mandatory rate at which the truck drivers, the owner drivers, have got to work on.
Well, basically, everyone's for a higher rate. The problem is their focus is far too narrow. It only applies to somebody who's driving their own vehicle or a direct relative driving their own vehicle. If it was widespread, everyone would have to pay. We'd all be better off. Everyone would be happy. But now, all the carrier has to do is say, we'll just put it onto a fleet or company truck. We won't give it to the owner drivers. We don't have to pay the higher rate. It is not a mechanism to increase the rates for owner drivers. It's an industrial relations mechanism that the union are hiding behind. And I challenge the union to show any direct correlation between high accident rates amongst owner drivers or any perceived safety record on owner drivers that would basically deserve the target of this order.
Okay, so that's the fundamental way in which it's worked. The suggestion was, because it had been put up to the Gillard government by the Transport Workers Union, that it was a grab for members. They was trying to find more members and really have themselves hide behind the road safety situation. They deny that, of course. They say it's all about road safety and trying to make certain that operators are not driving at too cheap a rate so that they compromise safety. That's where the bottom line of this argument comes down to.
Well, it's easy. Let the union show us the correlation between owner drivers and a road safety problem. let them show it and prove it, and then we'll stand behind them with the order. Well, there's no correlation between owner-drivers and higher accident rates.
Well, as I say, we've been pushing pretty hard on behalf of the owner-drivers because we think they've got a right, and also what people are not understanding is at some stage this could go through every one of our cities with every courier, every person who's driving around in a van, a one-ton truck, whatever it might be, and that's what people have not really understood about this. Mark Reynolds, one of the very first people who put us onto this story, and we've followed it ever since. He was in that hearing today in Brisbane. And Mark, we appreciate your time and explanation on the program tonight.
Thank you, Ross.